Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Deep Drop.
That was a spin out.
That was weird. Are we doing the Deep Drop or Wind Against Tide?
I've been planning that all weekend.
I finally looked at Luke. Hang on a second.
I got so confused. Which isn't hard to do.
As soon as I saw we had your audio on the pad still, I'm like, oh, this will be great.
Why not?
And I wasn't wrong.
What a great track. Thank you, Dave. That's great. That was a nice way to sort of bring us in. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what are we doing? We're doing your podcast. So what do you want to talk about, boys?
I'll tell you what I do want to talk about. This isn't a paid ad. Your new design on apparel, Dave, yes. Is sensational.
Rate it.
Yeah. I love that. And yeah, I'll pay you after this.
Yeah, when I say it's not a paid ad, it is a paid ad.
It is a paid ad. Yeah.
No, well done. I like it.
No, thank you very much. We're actually very low on stock now. So if anyone is cruising past and wants to grab a hoodie, grab it now because
get in quick.
It won't be
actually a paid ad. Like that's it just became that. Yeah. But it is good. Well done. There's hoodies. I was looking at t-shirts and everything.
Yeah. So you boys have just come off the stage.
Yes.
What were you talking about? Actually, just I'll sit back. Just do your talk again. I'm ready.
No. we thought, you know, obviously we're at the boat show, Dave, if you hadn't worked that out already. But we thought, you know, let's do boating content.
Yep.
Let's talk.
Revolutionary.
Well, it's sometimes I just amaze myself with the ideas I come up with. But it was more, you know, one of the things we do is talk about things that aren't commercially talked about or you know, loudly spoken about. So there's all the usual things that get spoken about when it comes to boat ramp etiquette, for example. I mean, you're right across this, Dave. You spend more time at boat ramps than Adam and I do.
Yep.
Mm.
But it's not just the usual suspects that we wanted to bring up tonight. So we sort of brought to the stage some ideas around no small talk ads.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Dave, on small talk? Because ramps are insane. Especially this time of year.
And to clarify, I suppose the small talk was around, like if Adam's launching his boat and you're there, Dave, just sort of checking it out, don't talk to him. He's got a job to do.
I get that, yeah. I suppose it depends on how busy it is. But, yeah, I think if it's like flat out peak snapper season, we need to be all moving along as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on sometimes we see people trying to reverse a boat in, they're struggling a little bit. Do you two pull your camera out and laugh at them or do you give them a hand?
No, you got to help out.
Because I can't reverse a trailer if my life depended on it. So I have sympathy.
Yeah.
And
it's got
and try and find someone else to help them because I can't.
Yeah. No, we got to help each other, Dave. It's a family friendly and mateship of an industry that we're in. We got to help each other out.
And it can be intimidating if you're not comfortable with it, because you've got people who can do it with their eyes closed around you that know exactly. They're confident with the ramp. They've fished there a million times before.
Yeah,
it can be a daunting place. It really can. So a little bit of patience goes a long way.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Yeah. I've actually a couple of times recently seen people struggling and I thought, he really needs help.
Yeah.
But is it look cocky if I go offer the help? So I sort of just walked up and said, look, mate, do you need a hand? And he was like, yeah, I'm no good at this. I was like, fair enough. I'll chuck your boat in for you.
Yeah.
And crack when it's a bit quieter.
Well done. What a guy. It's about the delivery. You don't walk up and go, you're an idiot. Yeah. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, exactly. The delivery. You can't walk up and be like, get out of the way, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
What about another thing we brought up on the stage down there just before, and I'd love your thoughts on it. You know, a lot of the ramps around Victoria have cleaning tables, so fish cleaning facilities, which is great. Not all ramps, but a lot of them do. My suggestion was to set up a bit of a kind of silence. A bit of a...
Luke's not a very social guy.
No, but have you picked up on
it's
that?
It's getting a little bit out of hand.
A no-talk zone, Dave. If you're there getting the fish filleted and cleaned up, you don't want old mate coming up and giving you a bit of a, where'd you catch that, mate? And or even critiquing your filleting techniques.
So you won't like my and Joe's idea for a segment for the show. We were going to do ramp rats, where we go up and interview everyone at the boat ramp.
No, that's good.
So if we approached you, you'd be like, nah, piss off.
Yeah, it would be funny, but yeah, like, don't come near me, basically, is what I'm saying.
It's gotten to the stage where I've installed a cleaning table at home, so I don't have to have those painful conversations.
Let's face it, you're over it. By the time you've got to even fillet the fish, you're over it. You've been out for however many hours. You've, you know, had the contest at the boat ramp to get the boat in and out and...
Yeah.
I think it's. I don't mind a little bit of, nice catch, but don't Don't sit there trying to...
In fact, I've taken it to the next level and I don't even catch the fish, so I don't I don't even have to fillet them at home. So I can't get harassed by anyone.
Oh, so it's a combat that you just don't catch fish?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that's an interesting spin on it.
Yeah, that's what I do as well, Luke.
Yeah.
Whenever I don't catch a fish, now I'm going to go, I don't want the awkwardness of the ramp. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want the cleaning table chat, so I just purposely missed today.
Yeah.
So
there's another one for you, Dave. And I know I don't want to hijack
your
podcast.
I love this.
This is Wind Against Tide.
I love this. Keep going.
Not only have we hijacked the talking points, our theme music was up the top. Incredible.
Yeah.
How long, and this has come up on past episodes, came up today on the stage, how long do you wait for a mate at the ramp?
This is funny because I was going fishing. I listened to that podcast that you guys did, and I probably was only 2 days later that I was going fishing, and our good friend Joseph Fernand was coming with me.
Yeah.
And I'd organised to go fishing with him, and we're like, yep, we'll meet in the morning. Joey had a gig on because he's a sweet bass guitarist.
Yeah. Baba, is that one of his bands?
He was doing his Baba tribute band.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, he had a gig on.
I don't know why I found that important to say, but...
No. Yeah. Right. I had to set the scene.
Yeah.
So he was doing his Baba tribute and I'd organised with him to go out the next day. Or so I thought. Everything was sweet. It's 11:30. I went to bed and I wake up literally about 5 a.m. to get the boat all hooked up and ready to go, thinking, yep, me and Joey are going fishing today. And I look at my phone and there's a message saying, oh, are we still going tomorrow, Dave? Sent to me at 1 a.m. in the morning. How was I going to reply to that?
It's a fair call. So subsequently he didn't turn up?
No. He had no confirmation, so he didn't rock up.
That's on him, pal. That's on him.
Like, Joe, how was I supposed to answer that?
Can I just add, that wasn't insanely early that you were up either.
No.
It wasn't a 3:30 a.m. ramp snapper run.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. So
no, that's not okay, Joe.
So anyway, yeah, I suppose that links in with your question.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it does. But it's one of those ones where if Adam is coming out with you and you say it's a 6 a.m. sort of launch, and it's
and no correspondence. I haven't messaged yet. I'm just not there.
And it's 6:03. How you start thinking about? Oh, okay. How long am I going to give this?
If I haven't had a message, I'm giving it 15.
Oh, wow. That's generous. Very generous.
Generous? Yeah.
Generous. Very generous. Correspondence is key.
Yeah.
I'm giving it 15 and I'm thinking I can make up that time with extra speed on the boat and Adam can pay for the extra fuel I burn.
Yeah. And then you're gone. 15. Still no correspondence. Still no Adam. You're gone.
I think so. Because you're running late, you're at least sending a message to say, boys, I'm running a bit late.
Exactly.
So if there's nothing, I assume you've just slept in.
Yeah. Or extremely big night the night before.
Yeah, playing bass.
Playing bass. Oh, you play bass too, Adam.
No, I don't, but I'll learn.
Very good. Well, what have you been doing, Dave? What's fishing in your world looking like at the moment?
Oh, it's few and far between. Hopefully after this boat show's finished, we'll be back on the water. But, exciting times. Snapper season just starting to kick off.
Yes.
You guys going to get out and about?
Absolutely. Looking forward to doing some. Do you know what I do love to do with Snapper? And I don't do it enough. Live baiting. Just cruising over some squid ground on the lead up to where you're heading and just grabbing a few into the live tank, mate, and just...
Have you done much of that?
No, I haven't done much live baiting for snapper. I've tried it a few times in Western Port, but generally you pull the live bait in after an hour and it's a dead bait and it's tangled everything and it's got weight on it and it's no good.
This is actually really good because we've discussed the live baiting thing for snapper and think it's massively underrated. But if you're going to have to deal with that all the time, it does take a lot of effort and a lot of time to get the live baits if they ain't going to last.
Do you think Western Port probably doesn't lend itself to live? Well, actually, no, that's probably not fair.
It works on kingfish.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. But having said that, though, trolling live baits, because it's a different beast. Mm-hmm. Like if you're at anchor sending a live bait down, it's probably more conducive to getting all the rubbish that's flowing past. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. There's probably areas you could do it where there's not really good current flow, like, Coronet Bay, like those mud flats, shallow waters.
Yeah.
Would probably be... In fact, I have caught a pretty good snapper up there on a live salmon.
Yeah. Oh,
so
nice.
It does work. Yeah. But I don't know. I just think a bit of blood and guts in the water. Snapper love it. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Is the effort of it worth the reward? Because, I mean, you can anchor up and... you can have those days where you catch as many snapper as you want on a fresh dead bait. But do you think the reward's there enough for the live bait thing? I think it's underutilized. I stand by everything I've said about live baiting for snapper.
Yeah.
But it is an effort. Like, it takes a long time to get the bait at times.
Can do. Yeah.
Is it worth it? Do you think bigger fish are more likely to smash?
Yeah, I think Adam's just doing it to look like a hero.
But I think that question could be raised.
Oh, Luke,
for
sorry.
Kingfish. No, Adam is looking like a hero.
Yeah.
Kingfish and marlin. The reward, and you've done more marlin fishing than Adam and I have, Dave, but the reward for you spending the time getting a live bait once you find a school of live bait is far greater.
Yeah, but I guess the point, your chances with a marlin, which I don't think is the same for snapper, your chances of actually getting a marlin to bite on a live bait.
Yeah.
Are 100 times better than dead bait, which I don't know if it's the same for snapper.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. In my experience, it's certainly been a really good way to get a bite. But you're right. Like, I haven't done enough, and there's probably not enough runs on the board for me to comment on that. But I reckon sending a live squid down into a patch of fit, like, when you know snapper in the area, they don't last long.
Well, I think you open yourself up to some of the sweeter bycatch as well. I mean, there's been kings in Western Port proper for the last couple of years, once that sort of season, which does overlap with the snapper run. When you're going to see more cool things like, you know, small threshers or sharks, and obviously bronzies, gillers.
Oh, we got bronze labeled on a live bait fishing for kingfish last year.
Yeah.
Did you?
Mm.
Damn.
Yeah, very big bite. A lot of line came off the reel. I thought, geez, this probably isn't a kingfish. It's taken 200 metres of line across the top.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, bitten off.
We had a thresher eat our live bait last season fishing with Lee. And it was just that mouth, you know, the small mouth. It was just, saw a bit of a tail whip and then the bait got a bite taken out of it.
No more live bait? Half a live bait?
Oh, just
bitten off.
Full live bait with jaw marks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, when it came back in. So dead.
Yeah. After it had been.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a question for you boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I know it's your show, but...
No, it's actually not.
isn't it? Oh. You know, we're on the water here at the Docklands.
Yes.
And I know you two do a bit of the finesse style fishing, more so than myself. What's available up here? Anything?
Oh, there's heaps of brim. There's brim everywhere. And I think
are we going to get in trouble for saying mulloway? Because they're a bit of a...
Well, you've said it. It's your problem now.
I saw one jump out just before and wink at me.
Yeah.
That happens. You've got to be switched on, but it happens.
The mulloway mafia will come and get me, but it's an amazing dewy fishery around here.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say it's an easy fishery, so... how do I dig myself?
No, it's easy, guys. Everyone go.
You're in.
But brim,
yeah, heaps,
for sure.
Heaps of brim. Heaps of pinkies. You know, and I think that's one I've seen a fair bit over on social media over the last few years. A lot of the guys that just walk around the area chucking a few soft plastics. You can actually get some really nice pinkies.
Do you remember, it was a few couple of years back, maybe three or four, there was masses of kingfish right up here.
Yeah, oh yeah. Cause
yes.
Was there footage of a dude landing one on like one of the poles? Like on one of those like squid poles and whatnot?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So
ethnic poles. Yeah.
which is cool, and there's no doubt that they would move up and down around here. I think that particular time they were busting up, and it was just they were right up in the. But even, you know, if you work your way up, sort of systems like the Maribyrnong and whatever, the estuary perch fishery is really good as well.
Yeah, true.
Can I get in trouble for that as well?
Yeah, well, you've already said mulloway. You already dig up, Luke.
Hey, but actually, while I'm thinking about it, sorry to interrupt. I had a young fella in here earlier. He showed me a photo of a 9 kilo snapper caught out of here.
I don't doubt it.
This season.
Yeah. When you say here, you're talking about Docklands.
Docklands.
Yeah.
I called him a liar. He cried.
No, that's awesome. That's brilliant. And I don't doubt it. I mean, you do get, like, to your point, pinkies up here, but sometimes you get one off a boat hull that's a couple of kilos, and it's a nice fish. So, no doubt.
The land-based fishing for snapper over the last couple of weeks has been crazy because of the wind.
Yeah.
There's probably been more fish coming in. I've seen a lot off Mornington Pier that's been having a great run.
I've seen
Norway off Torquay.
Yeah.
I saw a photo of, you guys might know where it was, possibly Mordialloc or something. And it was like one of those meme photos you see with like 1,000 rods hanging off the pier.
Yeah.
But I did a double take. It turns out that was legit.
Yeah.
That'd be Morty for sure.
Yeah. I think the. Yeah, I will. that is a great one for your question from before. Reward for effort.
Yeah.
Jeez, sitting through 30, 40 knot winds in your face.
With 6,000 other fishing rods around you.
Yeah.
You want to be able to cast straight. Well, I've heard gnarly things from that, especially the pier fishery. You guys get down there and essentially just take 600 rods to lock off the end of the pier so no one else can get in there. Like, it's full on.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's cool. It's a cool opportunity for land-based fishers to get some real quality fish, like good fish.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's incredible the marine life it is living right up here in these docklands and metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been fishing in the Yarra years ago, and we're right in the CBD there, you know, and we're catching mulloway. It's a spin out.
Yeah.
And everyone's walking.
Oh, so you said mulloway now. It's Dave. No, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm recovered from that.
That's all right. I'll throw you back under the bus, mate.
Well, yeah. Imagine if we talked about like Western Port perch or something, we'd really be killed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because everybody knows there's no perch in Western Port.
Hey, y'all, we're at the boat show.
We certainly are.
What have you thought so far?
A few toys around.
I've thought there's plenty here that I can't afford, Dave. Yeah. No, it's great. You never get tired of looking at boats, whether new or old or otherwise. But, you know, we were looking at the... I've forgotten the name again. We did a thing before.
The blow-up ones.
The blow-up ones.
Highfield?
Highfield, yes. The ones that Michelle's been running around in.
Michelle Brittain is up there, and she's got her red Highfield.
Yep.
They look cool.
Bar Crusher's just up the path here, which I love a Bar Crusher. Yeah. And, you know, I think the alloy boats around now are sensational.
Well, boats are pretty insane these days.
Yeah.
And not that they ever weren't, but you just have a look at them. There's the small boats that are getting taken offshore. They can kind of do it. And I'm no boat enthusiast. So I really know nothing about them. I think even Luke, I asked you earlier.
It's a good place for you to come.
How do you differentiate what's good?
No. But actually, that's a good point, Dave. I'd want your opinion on this and Ad's. The boats you mentioned that are going offshore now, the smaller boats, is that a result of the boats being better and more equipped to be able to do those sorts of things, or is it angler or skipper confidence?
Well, I reckon it's a combination of all those things.
Right.
Fuel costs. Yeah. People are getting confident. Boats are getting more capable.
Yep.
I've done a bit of stunt fishing in my time, and it's amazing the weather these tiny boats can handle.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Actually, the Highfields we were just speaking of, I loved one that was up there. I had a look at it last night. It's like a single little cedar thing, and I thought I'd love to put a...
Sports mode? The sports mode one?
Yeah. It's like a little jet ski.
Yeah.
The things I could do in that.
Jet skis. Don't ask Adam about jet skis.
Well, we come up with a rule for jet skis, and it's pretty easy to take in. So busy boat ramp.
Wait.
Just wait. Because it's tough. Like, I think we've pretty well outgrown the facilities in Vic, and that's through no one's fault, just how popular fishing and boating have become.
They have the ability to launch off the sand or something too. So
exactly.
Make it happen.
And also, they don't need to be launching to catch any particular bite time. We're in a hurry. They're just... I hope there's no jet ski enthusiasts out here.
Just be careful.
So they can launch and retreat between the hours of midday and
it's not my
PM.
Show, so it doesn't matter.
Launch times. I've got a bracket.
They're only launching the boat to go spin around in circles anyway, so, you know.
Oh, geez, we're almost in that season, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We are. So, have you noticed there's a lot of the inflatable rib boats here today?
Mm.
You reckon they're getting more popular?
Oh, I mean, I personally don't... I've noticed a few more sort of online or whatever. I haven't seen a hell of a lot on the water, so... But potentially, I mean... The thing that I was curious, and I didn't really get into the conversation about pros and cons, well, not so much pros and cons, but pros against other types of boat.
Yeah, I was talking about the biggest that. Yeah, where would you choose that over a boat?
What's the benefit of having
one? I mean, it is a boat, but you know, like,
you've just completely cut them off with boats.
I need to shut up.
What are they, like in
no
kayaks?
One cares about your mulloway now because I've just offended every jet skier and inflatable boat owner. And
I believe they are a boat.
Yeah.
So what is it, Dave, do you reckon? What's the benefit of having one of those?
Well, I looked at that little jet ski thing. I mean, blow up boat, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought, it's tiny, but I could never flip it.
Yeah.
So as long as I don't care how wet I get, it'll go. Like, you can't die. It's a
never say never.
It's floaties.
That should be their new slogan, I reckon.
Imagine that was their marketing campaign.
Inflatable boats. Yeah. You can't die.
No, but I think the fact that there's a presence of them here, we're all starting to notice them a bit more online and whatever, it means there's a reason for that. So, yeah, I'd be keen to give one a go offshore.
So would I. Yeah. I foresee an issue with gaffs.
Especially after I've seen some footage of your gaff handling or unhandling. Yeah.
I did shorten a gaff. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that, no.
What about, and this is, I'm not actually being silly about this, but what about sharks? I mean, we all know that a big blue shark loves to come and chew on a transom or a propeller of a boat. If they sink their teeth into one of them, she's all over.
Well, I can probably answer that.
Oh, okay.
Only because I asked not really a similar question, but all the, what are they called? The floats on the side?
Pontoons?
Are they sponsons?
The sponsons?
Do we need a...
You mean the
floaty bits.
Separate sort of...
The bits that can pop.
We're doing a bad job at this at the boat show.
The bits that can pop.
Yeah, okay.
They're segmented. So
yeah, right.
You can't.
Oh, so if
so, a, if it just say a blue come up and chewed on the back quarter panel.
Yeah,
it's just that.
Yeah, but surely that you've got to call it stumps and head in.
Oh yeah, no, you wouldn't put in a full day.
But that would be, and that's not a.
Hey, Luke, it's just a shark attached to the side of the boat. Yeah. I think we're still good to go here, boys.
Sorry, Luke, don't be a pussy. Finish the drift.
We're getting fish. Yeah. I don't know. It's a real thing that you'd have to think about, though. Because it's not, like, I'm not just saying sharks would just come up and maul them, but blue sharks do.
For the sake, I'd love to see how easy it is to put a gaff through one.
Yeah.
Just not just for the actual, like how durable are they? Yeah.
Oh, you'd sink one in pretty easy, I reckon.
You reckon?
I reckon if you went at it with the force of putting a gaff into a bluefin's gill plate, it would go straight through.
Hmm. Hey, look, I'm just.
Oh, you don't reckon?
Yeah, there's only one way to find out.
Wrong. Let's
get a gaff.
Can we get the
Michelle?
Well, I just like the blue shark, like the most floppy, useless shark of all of them. What? Not a great white?
No, but I think
because if it's a great white, you're dead.
Floppy.
They're floppy.
No, they are. They are. They're weird. But no, I just talk about them because I've often had experiences where it's them that come up and start chewing on you.
They're floppy, but they're aggressive.
They're floppy, but they just chew stuff. Yeah. They're like a
puppy.
Well, yeah. Isn't that, blue dog.
Blue dynamite. Oh, no, it's Mako's.
Mako. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, if one of them chewed on it.
Oof. Imagine one jumped and landed in it.
Or did you? There's sort of some footage kicking around recently of a game boat, and a Mako jumped straight into it.
I'd get out so quick.
Well, the guys would probably never have moved faster in their life. They were up on the gunnels and in the fly bridge so quick.
I'd use some Muay Thai skills and go a choke hold.
Oh, I've got to see this. Have you ever had that happen? A shark end up in the boat?
Not in it. I've had them attack the back of the boat.
Mm.
And I've, one time, God knows why, we were floating about off Cape Shank at 3 a.m. in the morning.
As you do.
Had a shark bait out. Mako shark ate the bait. And it was no moon. I couldn't see anything. But I felt the spray of the water land on my face as it landed back into the ocean after about a 200-kilo Mako shark.
Yeah, no. Because then, I mean, obviously you probably want to keep them, but it's less that challenge of what do I do? It's on the deck.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm big on releasing the bigger Makos, so.
So good luck.
But I know that
does.
Yeah. It's a bit of an issue. I think if you talk to them nicely and just coerce them back over the edge.
It's all about respect. I like it. This is why he's such a nice guy.
It's in the delivery again. Yeah. Talking about the delivery. Just
it is.
Ask nicely. Yes, David, I will swim back down there.
Yes, exactly.
After taking one of
you
your
know
legs.
What? Here's your hook back. Here it is.
I don't even have a grudge.
I had a mate put one of those Makos in his boat without properly dispatching it, and he was wearing these tracksuit pants, and he showed me later on there was a perfect Mako shark bite mark, like mouth-shaped bite, out of his tracksuit pants, out of the leg.
Wait.
But his body was okay, so it bit his pants and was that close to taking a chunk out of his leg.
That would have been other things in his pants as well, I reckon.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That was a code brown.
A little bit silly. A little bit silly. Hey, we've got a giveaway.
Oh, good.
Here.
Thank you.
Sitting right in front of you guys. We've been given this lure, this beautiful lure. Hold that up to the camera for us, Adam.
Talk to it, Ads.
Which one it's a Bass Strait.
Oh.
Bass Strait, 10-inch, cut face, Paris, barrel-killing machine of a lure.
Wow, that's...
And I've got it to language. Give away to someone here today. Now, I thought, we've got some people out here listening to us.
Yeah.
Is there something we can make them do in order to earn a free lure?
Are you asking us? Or
yeah, well, it's your show.
Subscribe to the Deep Drop? Follow the Deep Drop on Spotify and show us?
If someone wants to come up to our stall right now that we're broadcasting from and yell out, I love the Deep Drop, I will give you a tuna lure.
Oh.
Have we got any takers? No takers.
No one's willing to love
Nobody
the
wants
drop.
A free tuna lure.
That's it.
Oh, hello, yeah, we are the young fella.
Go on, that's cool.
Okay, come on mate, come get your lure.
What's your name, mate?
What's your name, mate?
Reese. Well done, mate. Reese was alert. And Jonah's going to get a photo of Reese with his new lure. We're going to put it up on the socials.
There you go, mate. Hold it. Yeah,
hold it up.
Cracker.
Where are you going to go use that, Reese?
That's good here in the Docklands, Reese. Give that a go. Yeah.
Do you like tuna fishing? Have you been tuna fishing?
No.
No. You want to absolutely.
No, you will now.
There you go. Set for action now. And that is a big fish catcher, Dave?
That's a big fish catcher. Yeah. That is. It will be now that Reese has it anyway. Absolutely. If I bought that, no good.
No.
Reese has it.
Good.
Good on you, Reese.
Thanks,
you're a legend,
Reese.
Mate.
Oh, it's a great question.
How can you listen to this podcast? Well, you're listening to it right now, but if you wanted to listen to any other episodes, mate, you want to go on our YouTube channel, Wind Against Tide, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and these two other gentlemen across from me also have a little show called The Deep Drop, so you can follow them as well.
Yeah. There you go.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Good. Little show. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Thank God Reese was there.
Well done, Reese. That's is that one of your sort of... Have you used that one, Dave?
Not that one specifically, no. Right. Yeah, that's one for sale.
I think we asked you this when we spoke to you on our podcast recently. But what is your go-to tuna lure?
Oh, mate, that's a hard question. Well, if I had to only run one,
yeah,
it is a... It's a 10-inch cut face in Blue Dog, which is a pilchard colour.
Okay,
good. Mm. Not fast on brand, really. They all seem to work, but...
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there you go. Well done, Reese. Just goes to show it pays to be listening as you're wandering around here at the boat show. So.
And just start yelling out things about how good podcasts are.
Yeah.
Pays off.
Mm.
What's caught your eye, Dave, at the boat show
the
last few days?
What's on the wish list?
I've been trapped here like a jail. The only time I've looked at any boats is when we're trying to find somewhere to drink a beer at night.
Right. Yeah. Good.
And by the way, you got to be careful because, you know, down there along the foreshore, there's like a bicycle lane. Mm. Nearly got killed last night. And those little electric bikes, you don't hear them coming.
Yes, that's true.
It's quite frightening. So be on your toes, everyone.
Yeah, well played. Bicycles, jet skis.
How many of those how many of those scooters do you reckon have just been ghosted off the edge?
Oh, heaps. Yeah.
Wasn't there a thing about that?
Yeah. the line bikes and scooters is ghosted. ghosted. That's so good. That takes me back.
If we were to live scope out here, how many lime scooter thingies do you think we'd find?
I don't know whether live scope's got the power to cut through the water.
There's too much interference.
Don't worry about the Mulloway. Well, the Mulloway might be down there having
Absolutely.
A ride.
Yeah. Have you thought about live scope for yourself, Dave?
I have, but...
This is Adam's wheelhouse, by the way, as in passionate about this technology. Never used it. No. Passionate about this technology.
I can think of so many applications I'd love to use it for.
Yeah.
But I Name can't three. Think of any. Crap. All right. Mulloway and Western Port. Love to do that.
Yeah.
Snapper.
Yes.
And, three. This is really hard now.
Kingfish.
No, yeah.
Yeah, seriously though.
Well, perch, brim.
Yep.
And
cod's been a huge
That's the main one.
Well, the freshwater market is kind of where it's at the moment, only because of, and I know guys are doing it in the salt, but as far as what we've seen from a marketing perspective, it's all about cod, barra. But, mate, the next wave has to be the saltwater piece.
Do you reckon that's maybe where the next evolution of it is? You know how at the moment it's mounted to a pole?
Yeah.
Say for a bigger boat, whether it be an offshore boat, it can be sort of electronically mounted. So you're essentially have got a
you
pod
need to
up.
Move it, don't
no,
you?
That's what I mean, like with like a joystick.
Yes.
Because
don't tell everyone.
Because the boom's an issue.
Can we patent this?
Good product.
Yeah.
There we go.
Done. We're set. For
all right, that'll do us for tonight.
Well, I'm glad I ruined that for everybody.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because for those of us with cab boats, it's a bit hard to run the old live scope unless you're running off the back of the transom or something. But
Well, you see the Yamaha Hellmaster joystick control.
Yeah.
So why not?
It's got to be. It makes sense that it would.
Do you think, and I know we always think locally, and that's fair enough. That's what we're from and what our podcasts are usually about. But
I can't afford to travel, so I'm stuck here.
But thinking about some of the fishing up far north Queensland on the reefs, chasing reds and trout and whatever, do you think it could come into play there?
I've never been. You'll have to tell me.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys, I'm heading up north.
It's interesting because it seems to come into its own where you're specifically looking for one thing.
Yeah. True.
I reckon where we're gonna see the huge is how they're reacting to lures, and I think that's what the cod fishermen are doing. They know when it's time to change a lure. You can essentially cast six different lures at one fish, knowing what's getting a reaction and what's not.
Yep.
So it's kind of accelerating the learning a little bit if you're willing to let it do it rather than just find fish, cast lure.
I'll tell you what would be awesome is if you've got a fishery that it's unknown and you just want to know that something is there to give you the confidence to keep going.
Yeah.
Somewhere like Western Port Mulloway, if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah. Totally.
You just don't know sometimes if you're just wasting your time. But if you can scope them and you know they're there, it gives you the confidence to keep going.
Yeah. Does anyone target those Western Port Mulloway with lures? Because I think to your point, Ads, the lure fishery is really going to benefit from this. We'll see reactions. We'll see any sort of reaction from the fish on particular lure.
Can we do it? It sounds fun.
What would be more frustrating? Having you in the best possible position with your fresh baits out for a mull away or watching the mull away on a screen not eat anything?
Ooh. I'll tell you what it would be good for. You could see all the banjo sharks and stingrays and undesirables approaching your bait and just reef it away.
Just start burning baits back in.
Hold the bait. Right, okay, we're safe.
That'd be absolutely perfect for that. I bet they didn't think about that when they designed that technology, but that's a good bonus. Yeah,
It's not bad. I think there's heaps to go in that space.
Yeah.
Hey, someone on the live chat's called us sooks for not sharing cleaning tables with people.
We're going to get some kickback with that, no doubt. It's not about sharing. No. It's about the people that aren't there with fish cleaning chirping in your ear.
100%, yeah.
So it's like I said, it's the zone of no talk.
Yeah. No, we're friendly fellas. Yeah,
fellow cleaners, fellow filleters and cleaners can chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Developments here.
It's the punters coming over your shoulder going, oh, filleting that way, hey?
Okay, so the plebs
who's enforcing
that didn't catch
this?
Anything.
Who's it? I've written a one-pager to it.
Fisheries?
Fisheries.
Yeah, sure, why not?
They're bored.
They're the ones I said. Well, they're very busy at the moment organising Carpathon 24. Yeah. We haven't spoken about that for a while.
I've heard whispers.
Mate, watch this space.
I've been collecting my cans of corn at the ready. I'm ready
good.
To go.
Yeah. Well done.
We're going to be live scoping them, so don't worry about that.
Hey, I've got another. Can I throw something to you? Because it was only last week in an episode, Ads, that we spoke about something that I reckon, Dave, could be all over. Marlin Grand Slam. Have you done it?
No.
Well, lift your game. Be better.
You obviously think I'm a lot better at fishing than I am.
What about as far apart, not in the same day, but just have you caught all the marlin species?
No, I've done blacks and stripes.
Okay.
And nearly got a sailfish once.
Right. Is sailfish in the marlin grand slam?
So is the marlin grand slam thing catching those species in a day?
So it's a billfish grand slam.
It's in a day, yeah?
I think it's in a day, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So anyway. Well, I was thinking, why stop there? This is our whole premise of the conversation in last week's episode. We have so many different variants of what could be a slam, and one was spoken about straight off the bat. And we did say that we probably don't have to limit it to the same day. I think it could just be a good challenge for anyone at any level of angling, but like a tuna slam. If we're talking about not in the same day, just over your career, you would have probably done the tuna slam.
Over a career. Oh, what's in? What
so
species are we
southern
talking?
Southern bluefin, tick, yellowfin.
Yep.
Longtail or
no?
Oh, so you okay? Oh,
Nah, I have casted them, but I haven't caught them. Does that count? What about sighting them? Does that count?
That counts. I've caught every fish ever. No. And did we throw albacore in there? Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we had
albacore.
Yeah, we had albacore.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it opened up a massive can of worms to our listeners as well, and we heard heaps of feedback on social media and various things, and there was some great suggestions. Yeah, even things like a flatty slam.
The flatty slam, the Western Port slam.
What's in the flatty slam? A sand, a dusky, a tiger.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm. What about
a rocky? A rocky is the kicker.
Yeah. Oh, damn! Bonus points. Ooh. Yeah, go hit us with one. What have you got?
I like the Oki. No. Sorry, that's all right. But I did like the Oki squid cuttlefish one.
That's a cool one.
Yeah, I've done the squid cuttlefish many times, but then how do you switch up your technique to target the Okis?
That's the thing.
Don't you put like a trap thing down for those?
Like a tube? Like just if you leave a tube, like a PVC tube, they'll...
Actually, I wish I had another mic because my Joni here...
Yeah.
He fishes eagle hook neck in Tasmania.
Yeah.
He catches these giant octopus, and you know what he does? What? There's like this peninsula where on a high tide the octopi come up and they try and cross over it. He basically ambushes them there with a gaff like a madman.
The gaff? And just free swimming octopus just
grabs
a gaff.
Just grabs them. They're massive too.
Ball in a treble.
Yeah.
That's sensational.
Yep. They're just trying to walk across this peninsula thing, and he's there waiting.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty cool. That's not bad. Cool.
Pickles them up.
Have you ever had pickled octopus?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Delicious.
What's the best eating cephalopod?
Cuttlefish is really nice.
I don't reckon I've eaten it.
Have a bit of a non-keep policy on them these days.
Look at that photo. Jonas is holding
up. Oh, well, give it to me. They're enormous.
They're not small rockies either.
There's a man next to...
There's a person laying down.
There we go.
Who's being killed by an octopus.
Yes. Yes, it looks that way. It's a body. You can see that one on the live feed there. Incredible.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten cuttlefish, no. It's obviously calamari and octopus I have.
Cuttlefish, ink everywhere. They've got... You just could not believe how much ink they have
endless
in them.
Supply.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. I had a mate catch one. It was, no joke, about 5-6 kilo on my boat one time. He goes, I want to get a photo with it. I said, oh, yeah, no worries, mate, but just don't, let it ink anywhere. And he's holding this thing up for his photo and ink's just pouring everywhere, all over the floor of the boat. He spent the next hour cleaning the boat. I wasn't happy.
And it's not easy to clean.
Nah, it's thick.
Yuck. 5 or 6 kilo?
It was massive.
Yeah, it's a banger.
Jeez.
I'll have to get a photo for you.
Yeah.
Offshore.
Right.
50 metres of water. Mm. Yep.
No wonder it was so big.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is the noxious slam.
Oh, the noxious slam. Yeah. Yeah.
Carp.
Redfin.
Redfin.
We had marin.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that might have been in the crustacean slam.
Marin?
Oh,
well, it crossed over. You can do both.
A marin noxious?
Yeah, they're not native.
Like in WA? Is that what
you're talking about? Well, then, because Devil Bend is supposed to be littered with them.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I said it. Because I'm not going to WA to get them.
No.
I got told you're not allowed to mention Devil Bend as well today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble.
Secret.
I've never been there. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not a great fishery.
The big estuary perch are eating the marin.
The big estuary perch aren't there and they don't hit surface lures like you wouldn't believe.
I'm using marin imitations there.
Yeah.
You know what I love? People are starting to use swim baits for perch.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, because you're in the tackle industry.
Yes. Also, we like it when they lose tackle.
You'd love my casting.
Yeah. I used to work with someone who would cast lures off every time he cast just about.
Oh, his initials Jared. Well, I mean,
Oh, Jezza.
Yeah.
Loved casting off a lure.
He's actually keeping me in business at the moment.
Yeah.
Salter's just casting spinners off.
Trout fishing almost exclusively, and Adam's just like weekly orders.
Yep.
No worries. Well done. Anyway, so it's slams. I think there's room to
create a few Victorian slams.
I reckon there's an app in that. A development of a slam app.
Yep.
Which is all different, nationwide.
I'm really enjoying your show, guys. I'm just...
Nice. We've just got to patent that one. Jeez, I don't know. We're not with you, Dave. The idea's just flying.
I love it. And we're going to talk about these at a later date. We've got to do another live show, guys, because these ideas will come to fruition by that stage. So
okay, good.
We'll get to work on that one.
Yep.
But what else are you looking forward to at the boat show, boys? Just to wrap up, what What are you going to look at?
I think, again, it's like the technology part of it that we've spoken about is always exciting. It's good to see some familiar faces kicking around with all the boat brands. And
it's a who's who.
It is. It's a big event. Actually, I must admit, I didn't get down here last year at all. So seeing it this year, I think similar format, I'm led to believe. But great that it's out on the water.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool backdrop that it's got out here.
In fairness, it's always a gamble in Melbourne doing anything outdoors. So.
Imagine if this was last weekend.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think there was hail thrown in the mix. But I think, you know, apart from the bit of wind today, it's a stunning day.
Beautiful.
It's awesome to get around. And I always liken this time of year just to the excitement of getting out on the water regularly, and whether you're fishing or jet skiing or whatever you're into, get amongst it.
Well, it's Melbourne Cup next weekend, am I right?
Yes.
And generally that signals the go time for snapper season.
Yeah, we like to convince ourselves that it's AFL Grand Final, but you're right, Cup weekend.
Yeah, so really boat show, Cup weekend. Then into it's 6,000 boats at Carron Boat Ramp.
Yep.
Headlights on, blinding everyone as they launch.
You can walk the 18-metre line from Carron to Mordialloc.
It doesn't sound that appealing when you say it that way.
And this is, again, a throwback to a deep drop episode. Surely, Dave, there's a market for a bait/coffee/food and drink boat.
Yes.
That's another app.
Yeah.
Jesus. Is there any web developers here?
Also, if you're doing that, you can then have one of those like GPS mark websites, you know, the ones that subscription.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just going around.
Game changer.
Everyone that orders a coffee, you go, you caught some, mate? Yeah, mate. All right. Ping. Got your mark. Beautiful. No
that's
worries.
Not bad. But like, imagine the business you'd get out there with a little, maybe it's a little Highfield.
Our little rubber, our rubber ducky. Hey, they've got to give us a boat. We've talked about them this whole podcast.
I didn't want to say anything, guys, but I've actually got one. They've just given me one.
There's one wheels up to the stall here.
They had one. I accepted it. Anyway, so that's
I'm sure you'll take us out.
Business venture. Well, you can make the coffees. Well, I take them out to everyone.
I make a mean coffee even in 30-knot winds and 2-metre swells, and it's burning me and splashing everywhere. I'll still froth it. Beautiful.
Well, I'm in because I heard you can't die.
You can't die. I didn't consider coffee burns.
Yeah. That could be a part of it. Yeah.
No,
plenty to be excited about, Dave. It's a great time of year, and there's just saying so many. I mean, it's a massive turnout, right?
Like we were here last year, and it was really good. Yeah. First boat show back after COVID.
Yeah.
But it's gone up, I'd say, about another 25% this year. It's been epic. Brilliant. It's been great to see everyone out and about. The weather's been good. So
Awesome. Nice.
So, all right, lads, let's wrap this podcast up. Anyone who's still cruising by at the boat show here, we've still got some hoodies and some great tackle on display if you want to come down and see us.
That green hoodie, that olive green, I'm going to call it. With
Army green, I believe it's called.
Well, whatever. Fishtail design. Get amongst it, people, if you're listening and you're around the area, because it is a banger.
We're calling that one the big three.
Yeah, that should be the wind against tide slam.
It is.
Oh, it's the wind against tide slam.
That's the Melbourne slam.
Yep.
That slam is now part of it. Wind against tide slam.
Yep. You could go out there and do that the next couple of months.
So we're talking about anyone just listening.
Oh, yeah.
Tuna, kingfish.
They can see them behind
snapper.
You.
Oh, okay. Cool. And snapper.
That could legitimately be done in a day.
Yep.
That's a massive day.
I like it.
Can
what
we do it?
Day. Yeah,
can
let's we put it out there.
I mean, we can't do it. We don't have the skills, but can we try?
Can we collectively organise a wind against tide deep drop trip to do the wind against tide slam?
Let's do it.
Oh, this is... I'm in.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I'm so excited.
We'll wrap this up and go and do some planning, eh? Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, everyone.
No worries, boys. I might play us out with my own outro, if that's all right. Sorry. See you, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Good night.